Sif Yud. Notel kli shel mayim biyad yamino. You want to take the cup that you're going to use to pour the water, pick it up with your right hand, v'nosno liyad smolo, and give it to your left hand, and then pour that from the left hand. Oh, the water should pour on the right hand first. Kadei shiarik mayim al yamino tchila, so that you'll be pouring water on your right hand first. The idea here is, and the Mishnah will speak it out, let me speak it out in more words that he says, based on like the Zohar and so. The right symbolizes chesed, midas chesed, God's kindness, and the left signifies midas adin, Hashem's just judgment, justice, din. So what we're doing here is we're making the left be subservient to the right. We want Hashem's midas adin to be subservient to midas chesed. Like, you might be familiar, for example, the Yiratzen you say by the Keda, there's a Yiratzen there, you talk about how Hashem's midas adin should be subservient to midas racham, and so along those lines, like the famous Rebbe, what's his name, Yishmol Bnei Barcheni, right? Yeah, like this idea that we want Hashem's midas adin to serve the kindness and not the other way around. So what's going on essentially is your right hand is like the adon, kilo, is the master, and the left hand is like its servant, so to speak. So the left hand is you know, pouring on it first. Your right hand is taking it first, everything's being led by the right, by chesed, and the left hand is like serving the right. That's what's going on in the abstract. The point is, so right takes it and right gets poured on first. So now the Mishnah Berurah says inside, we're out of time here. Chavbeis, he says, nosno, give it over. Kadesh yisgaber yamin, so that the right hand should be like the upper hand, have the, you know, the stronger hand, so to speak. Shu chesed, it symbolizes, I don't know how to put a better word. This is unusual Mishnah Berurah. Hushu chesed, it is the side of Hashem's chesed. It's translated too much. Kadesh yisgaber yamin shu chesed al smol shu din, so that your right hand, which symbolizes or is chesed, should be mitgaber, should have like a superiority over, should overpower. That's a good word. Thank you. Overpower the left, which is din. V'gam be'itra, even if you're a lefty, as linen basar yamin da alma, you go after the right hand of the world, meaning, as you spoke out before, so this is this Kabbalistic Indian, it's this sort of abstract schematic of right and left. Who cares if you're a lefty? The point is the right should be dominant. Okay. And, fine, we'll stop there. Very good.